Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, I don't know, I'm not really feeling it today. I think I'm gonna go home.
You can't just quit. We're in the middle of teaching a lesson, Garrett.
I know, I was joking, but we are talking about whether or not it's okay to quit something you're working on, especially once it gets difficult.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about the idea that sometimes it's a good idea to quit if you have a lot of stress or frustration over trying to learn something new, but it is also important to learn how to overcome obstacles and get through that difficult part of learning until you succeed.
And in today's lesson, we'll look at a couple of different perspectives from two characters, and we'll discuss some of our thoughts. Friends, let's jump right into it.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something?
You've been quiet all week. Something on your mind?
I've been thinking about quitting my job. I feel like I'm in over my head. But every time I come close to deciding, I panic.
How so?
It proves I failed. I keep telling myself that if I were stronger or more capable, I'd be able to handle it.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 panic 这个动词，意思是恐慌或是惊慌失措。譬如 ,Let's not panic over the team leader's angry remarks at the conference. 我们不要因为组长在会议上的愤怒发言而惊慌。惯用于 hit the panic button, 字面上的意思呢是按下紧急按钮，用来形容遇到紧急情况时立刻惊慌失措。譬如 ,If you want to be an effective boss, you can't hit the panic button every time your employees make mistakes.如果你想成为有效能的老板，就不能在每次员工犯错就惊慌失措。名词片语 panic attack 的意思呢是恐慌发作。譬如 ，I thought I had lost my keys and just about had a panic attack。我以为自己弄丢了钥匙，差点就恐慌发作。
Well, friends, hopefully yesterday's lesson got you thinking.About the things that you're working on or the things that you have given up on. Today, let's look at what these two characters think.
We have a conversation between Adam and Janine, and we start by seeing Adam say something to her. He says, "You've been quiet all week. Something on your mind?"
Yeah, has she been thinking about something? Is she frustrated with something? Well, Janine responds,I've been thinking about quitting my job. I feel like I'm in way over my head.
Okay, she feels like this job is too much for her to handle, but every time I come close to deciding, I panic.
She panics, okay? Let's talk about that phrase, come close. When you come close to something, you almost succeed or you almost do something.
Here's how you could use that in a sentence.She came close to winning. So she almost won, but she didn't.
Right. So I feel like when we're talking about quitting, often that does go hand in hand with quitting a job.
It can, for sure. And the reason that she wants to quit her job is she feels like she's not good enough to do this job.
Yeah, but she hasn't quit yet. She panics when she comes close to doing it. Adam wants to know,How so?
This is a great question to ask when you're in a conversation with someone else. It's like saying why or what way, and you're asking them to give you more information.
You might say to someone, you say this task is hard, how so?
Janine feels that if she quits her job, it proves that she failed. So she doesn't want to feel like a failure.
Yeah, she would feel bad about herself, or maybe even wonder how others would look at her. She keeps telling herself that if she was stronger or more capable, she'd be able to handle it.
Capable is a great word for us to look at together, friends. Capable means that you are able to do something well.
All right. For example, you are capable of great things. Just keep on trying.
So Janine wishes that she were more capable because if she was able to handle this job well, she would be able to do it. She would be able to handle it. That's the next term we want to talk about.
All right, if you can handle it, you can deal with or manage something. You're in control of it.
If someone offers to help you, you could respond by saying, "No, thank you, I can handle it myself."
All right, do you ever feel this way, friends? You're frustrated with your job or a task, and you just feel like you can't handle it.
So then the question becomes, is it because you don't have the skills or confidence necessary to handle it? Or is it because it's a challenge and it's an opportunity for you to learn those skills and grow?
Well, this is something Janine is dealing with. Let's learn more about their thoughts in our next reading.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something?
Or maybe it proves you're paying attention to what isn't working.
That sounds nice, but it feels like an excuse. People don't quit if they're successful.
Not true. Plenty of successful people quit the wrong path so they can find the right one.
I also worry about what others will think. I don't want to be the person who couldn't cut it.
Staying miserable just because people might judge you seems like a high price.
Miserable 这个形容词意思是痛苦的、悲惨的。譬如 ,cold temperatures make Robert miserable, so he tries to take breaks outside his office whenever he can. 低温让 Robert 很难受，所以一有机会他就会到办公室外面透透气。片语 ,make life miserable for someone, 表示让某人日子难过。譬如 ,suppressing unresolved parental conflict,can make life miserable for your kids. 压抑未解决的父母冲突会让孩子过得痛苦。谚语 misery loves company, 用来形容人在不幸中往往会找有相同遭遇的人作伴，也就是同病相怜的意思。譬如 we'd both just lost our jobs, so we spent the evening complaining together. Misery loves company.我们俩刚失业，于是整晚在一起诉苦，真是同病相怜。
We hear that Janine doesn't want the negative feelings that she might have if she quit her job. She wants to feel like she's capable, but what does Adam think?
Well, Adam thinks something different here. He says, or maybe it proves you're paying attention to whatisn't working.
To what isn't working? Things don't sound like they're going well with Janine's work, and so things aren't working.
Yeah, and Janine doesn't really agree with this. She says, that sounds nice, but it feels like an excuse. Now, an excuse, friends, is a reason given to avoid something.
For example, there is no good excuse for being late.Of course, that's not always true. Sometimes the difference between a reason for something happening and an excuse can be hard to differentiate.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. A lot of times we use the word excuse when we're saying that someone should have done something and they're giving a reason as to why they didn't. But usually when we're using the word excuse, not everyone will believe that reason.
Sure. So an excuse is, it's a pretty negative term.
Definitely.
All right. We continue on here. Janine says, people don't quit if they're successful.
Well, Adam doesn't agree with this either. He says, not true. Plenty of successful people quit the wrong path so they can find the right one.
Plenty of people. That term plenty of means a lot or more than enough.
Let's try to use it in a sentence. There is plenty of food for all. And Adam here says that there are plenty of people that have changed career paths or decided to do something different. And what is the reason for this? Well, it's so that they can find the right path.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Well, Janine says, I also worry about what others will think. I don't want to be the person who couldn't cut it.
All right, let's talk about couldn't cut it before we talk about how Janine feels here, friends. Couldn't cut it means that someone was not good enough or that they failed.
Here's another example sentence. He couldn't cut it in the tough job, so he changed to something a little more relaxed.
Let's talk about if Janine's feelings are valid here. It seems like she is actually more worried about what people think than actually doing the job well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think a lot of people feel that way. Maybe you're worried about your reputation or even about looking for a future job.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be known as this person who couldn't do her job well. I'm not sure if this is a way she should be thinking.
Sure. We continue here. Adam says, staying miserable just because people might judge you seems like a high price.
We see this word judge here, friends, and this means that you're forming an opinion about someone. Oftentimes when we use the word judge, we're saying that someone is making a decision about thinking how they feel about you or thinking about something that you do.
Right. Often this is a pretty negative opinion, though technically with that word, it doesn't have to be. Here's another sentence. It's important not to judge others too quickly.
So Adam says that if she feels upset in this job or she feels like she can't do it, then staying just because she's worried what other people think is maybe not a good reason to stay.
Yeah, it's a high price to pay. It's causing her a lot of suffering or making her miserable. I think at the same time, if she stays in this job that she's not doing very well, that's also going to affect how other people think.
It definitely is. And the fact is, friends, that people will judge you no matter what you do. So it's really just important to do the right thing, do what you know is right and what is best for you as well.
Well, what is best for us right now, friends? That is our deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? I'm in over my head. Try to imagine this. You're at the pool, feeling brave, so you jump into the deep end. Suddenly, the water is way above your head. You're kicking like crazy, arms flailing, thinking, uh-oh, I'm in over my head. The panicky moment when something is much harder or more complicated than you expected is exactly what this phrase means. In over one's head describes being involved in a situation that's too difficult, too advanced, or too much to handle, like you're drowning in troubles or responsibility. It comes from the literal idea of being underwater, deeper than you can stand. For example, he signed up for the advanced math class without checking the level and quickly found himself in over his head. Or, when I agreed to babysit three toddlers at once, I was definitely in over my head. Here are three more phrases with head. Use your head means to think carefully or use common sense. For example, don't just guess the answer, use your head and read the question again. Keep your head means to stay calm when things get stressful. For example, during the loud thunderstorm, Mom kept her head and told funny stories to make us feel safe. Head over heels describes being crazy in love or falling very hard for something. For example, after the first guitar lesson, she was head over heels in love with playing music. I once tried to fix my bike chain myself and ended up with grease everywhere, totally in over my head. These head phrases remind us that our heads can save us, calm us, or get us into hilarious trouble. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something?
I guess. I used to believe you could achieve anything with hard work. Now I'm not sure. I'm exhausted and unhappy.
Direction matters too, especially if you're headed the wrong way.
So, quitting isn't an automatic failure?
Not if you're moving forward.
Maybe the real failure would be staying out of fear.
That's what I think.
Automatic 这个形容词意思是自动的或是无需人为操作的。譬如 ,You can adjust your email settings to send an automatic reply when someone messages you. 你可以调整电子邮件设定让系统在有人传讯息给你时自动回复。Automatic 的相关动词是 automate, 意思是使自动化。譬如 ,The restaurant automated its ordering system last year,installing large screens at the entrance. 这家餐厅去年将点餐系统自动化，在入口处安装了大型荧幕。名词是 automaton, 是指自动机器、机械人。譬如 ,Many automatons in this theme park move with precision, impressing visitors of all ages. 这座主题乐园中的许多自动机动作精准。令各年龄层的游客印象深刻。All right, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里了。I'll see you next time.
Both Janine and Adam are looking at Janine's work situation a bit differently. But will either of them start to see things another way?
I'm not sure, because Janine starts this first sentence with, I guess. A lot of times when we say, I guess, it's to say that I see what you're saying, but I'm not quite sure if I agree with you.
Right. So she says, I guess I used to believe you could achieve anything with hard work.
Okay, we see that word achieve, friends. Let's talk about it. Achieve means to successfully do or get something.
For example, hard work helps you achieve your goals.
Janine says, now I'm not sure. What is she not sure about? Well, anything can be achieved with hard work. She's not sure if that's the only factor.
Right. And because of her constant struggling without progress, she's exhausted and unhappy.
Adam has another point to make here. He says,Direction matters too. When we see direction here, friends, we're talking about the way something is going or the path.
Yeah, we're not talking about physical direction on a map or as you're walking on the street. Here's another example like this. You might say, we need direction to find our way in life.
Okay, so he's saying here that direction matters too, especially if you're headed the wrong way. So if you're trying to reach a certain goal, but you're doing something that's pointing you in the wrong direction, this is the thing you should be concerned about quitting so that you can head in the right direction to help you meet that goal.
That is true. Okay, Janine says, so quitting isn't an automatic failure.This question makes it seem like she's reconsidering.
It does, and it also tells me a lot about what she believed before. She believed that if she failed, if she quit, then she was automatically a failure.
You know, I think sometimes people have this feeling because of things that people have told them in life, maybe like a parent, a coach, or a teacher.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes when we hear those messages, they kind of internalize. We...just make them part of who we are, and maybe we don't even realize it sometimes.
Right. So it's important to talk these things through and realize that quitting something doesn't necessarily mean you're a failure for the rest of your life.
Definitely. We have a few more lines to look at here, friends. Adam says, no, quitting isn't an automatic failure, not if you're moving forward, making progress, or going ahead.
For example, let's focus on moving forward despite the setback.
Janine has something to say here now. She says, maybe the real failure would be staying out of fear. Have you ever done something out of fear, friends? This is a good phrase for us to talk about.
It means you're doing something just because you're afraid, not because you've really thought it through.
Let's use it in another sentence. She didn't speak up out of fear of what other people would think.
Okay, so maybe the real fear or the real failure would be staying. Staying here means staying at this job out of fear.
Okay, so in Adam's opinion, and now in Janine's as well, staying at a job that you're not good at, that you aren't improving in, that's turning you in a different direction, that's another form of quitting. It's quitting that path of meeting your goals because you're kind of taking a detour.
Yeah, maybe you want to move forward in your career, get a better job. Well, if you stay at a job that you're not good at and are frustrated with, that's not moving you forward toward that goal. Whereas quitting this one and finding a more appropriate one could be moving you forward.
Let's apply this to language learning, friends, because I know that is what you're doing now. Sometimes if we're not good at learning language a certain way, we're very tempted to quit. And I think we should quit learning the wrong way or using certain techniques that aren't helping us. Sometimes we're not learning or improving because we're just not practicing correctly or we're not using the right techniques. Quitting the wrong techniques and finding the right ones is a way that you can move forward.
Yeah, maybe you're using techniques that you find really boring, and so it's hard for you to really think them through and be able to use them yourself. Maybe you spend all day looking at a textbook trying to memorize words rather than watching fun videos or having a conversation.
That is such a great point. All right, friends, we have more to say about this in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看与现在事实相反的 if 假设语气用法。句型是 if 主词加过去简单式逗号主词加 would, could, might 加原形动词。因为是与现在事实相反，所以 if 条件句的动词不论人称都要用 were。主要子句则用助动词 would,could, might, 加原形动词。来看这个例句。If I were a professional athlete, I would train for several hours every single day. 我如果是职业运动员，就会每天训练好几个小时。
Friends, we've reached the end of this lesson, and that means it's time for today's Talk About It question. Do you think of quitting as...failure.
I do not think of quitting as failure, though I feel like I've been tempted to think that way at certain points in my life.
I used to definitely think that quitting was failure. I wouldn't quit anything until I succeeded, but after a while, that just makes you really, really tired, and it is very frustrating and discouraging when you can't always be the best at everything. So I have, over the years, changed my mind.
Yeah, I would say it's important to not just think about pushing through whatever task you're working on right now,and think about your long-term goals and what can really get you there.
I totally agree. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.